It was coming in for a landing, certainly, but not quite so close as that. It was heading for the sharp, rigid mountains that seemed to spring up from the ocean itself. That was where the ship of destiny had crashed so long ago. And for a moment, Vistara was alarmed that this vessel would suffer the same fate. Sudden worry suffused her. It couldn't. She had to know who was inside, what sort of beings they were. Perhaps they were a species she had never before encountered. The thought was thrilling. As it passed over, its shadow fell across her for an instant. A sensation of coldness, much more than the expected sudden coolness of something blocking direct sunlight, brushed Vistara. She gasped slightly as the feeling tingled through her. It was cold. Yes, forbidding. But also challenging. Curious. Intrigued. By her. She no longer was afraid for the vessel's safety. Its pilot knew exactly what it was doing. It was heading directly and quite deliberately for the ruins of the Ship of Destiny and the temple, almost as old, that had been constructed around it. Any fear or trepidation she'd experienced a moment before evaporated like water on a hot rock. Vistara reached out in the Force and summoned Tick, her Uvac. Tick had been basking in the sunlight, craving the heat, as all reptiles did. His sharp beak and brilliant green eyes closed. Now he lifted his bright gold head, stretched out his long neck, and spread his red and black ruff in the Uvac equivalent of an awakening stretch. With an answering croak, he spread his wings, leapt upward, and flew the few meters toward Vistara and Ari. She barely paid attention to Tick, keeping her eyes glued to the strange vessel as it grew smaller and finally vanished from her sight. When she could see it no longer, Vistara took a deep, steadying breath, then gathered up the long hem of her robes, turned to where Tick patiently awaited her, and began to run as fast as her long legs would carry her in the cumbersome sand, using the Force to stabilize her feet and push her along. "Come on," she called over her shoulder.
"Where are we going?"
asked Ari, hastening to catch up. Vistara Force leapt upward, landing gracefully on the broad back of the Uvac. Ari followed suit, his arms slipping around her waist as he sat behind her.
"To follow the ship,"
Vistara said.
"Couldn't you feel it? It was for us, Ari."
Tick gathered himself, shifting his weight from one clawed foot to the other, then sprang upward.
"For us?"
Ari shouted over the beat of the membranous veined wings, wings so very like those of the vessel that had brushed Vistara's thoughts only a few heartbeats earlier.
"For us,"
Vistara repeated firmly. She didn't know how she knew, only that she did. The vessel had come for them, for younglings, for apprentices. It had come for Sith.